This week's parasha, it's getting late, be makatzer. Maybe I'll just speak out one idea. Two ideas. First, if they realize the famous Meiser Reb Shimon, one of the Schwab brothers, one of the Rabbonim, the Beis Schwab, was by the Chofetz Chaim. Famous story. Chofetz Chaim asked him whether he was a Kohen. He said, "Nay." He says, "I am a Kohen." Nope. Very nice. Chofetz Chaim asked him, "Why am I a Kohen and you're not a Kohen?" No. So, being a smart individual, he had come to the Chofetz Chaim to listen, to hear. So he understood the Chofetz Chaim was trying to bring out a certain idea. So he says, "No, Taka, why? I'll tell you why. Because back to Chayta Egel, Klaus were in a certain matzav. And Moshe Rabbeinu called out, Mila Hashem Eli. And it was my shevet that stood up to the call. Klaus were in a matzav, it needed those yechidim to go jump and do the Ratzon Hashem. And it was my shevet answered that call. Said the Chofetz Chaim, "It was my shevet who stood up at the time of need, at the time of that call, and therefore the greatest of that shevet, Aaron HaKohen, was chosen to be a Kohen forever." Said the Chofetz Chaim, "Many times in life, there's a certain matziv which calls. And there's that call that tells you, Mila Hashem Eli. There's a certain kivyochel need. There's a challenge. There's something which is expected from Klal Yisrael. And it's expected that Klal Yisrael stands up to the challenge and says, yes. Vayaosfu Eilov. The person has to stand in that matziv and be ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do that which has to be done. When a person stands up to the call," the phrase in Hebrew, it's not coming from a Jewish place, it's been spoken in Hebrew, so I'm sure it's a phrase in English also. They call it, there's certain times of battle, they call it, the phrase in Hebrew is called, you nikra el adegel, you call to the flag. How do you phrase that in English? There's certain times that there's, you know, there's a national tragedy hitting or something, and then you raise the flag and say, "Who's out to do for the nation?"
Call to arms.
There's a time of need, so to speak. Klal Yisrael also has different kufas. Chofetz Chaim told Rabbi Shmuel, at a time when there's call to arms, when you realize that it's your call, stand up. Be there for the call. It's gonna be zoiche for you and for all your upcoming generations. Something's going on. There's the call to arms. Mila Hashem Eli. Vervet hobnak shmak. In ligin and ba yuro and ba yimotze. Making a kinyin. Avos is bitul chometz. What is Biur Chometz? What is the Isra Achila? And we can be doing Arvi Pesachim. What is Dine Kiddush? All halachas, beautiful halachas. Mi Lashem Eilai. Who's gonna not look at all the mundane trivialities of the Gashmiyazdika world around you? And you're gonna choose Hashem. You're gonna choose His Torah. Go for it. There's going to be brittle Torah over the next kuf, over the next 5 weeks, on a national level, pashtus. We have a challenge. We can't allow brittle Torah in the world. If chas v'shalom Torah is weakened, Hashem yirachem. We can't allow any weakening. Fakert. Mil Hashem Eilai. Davgein. Sterker. And sterker. And sterker. Bimeschazik. The Lashon is a chazal. In Risa Dor. Shemotu Yedeim. Sherofu Yedeim in Atoira. Amoid Atovis Chazik. Stand up you. And become stronger. Vevinoito Schar Kulon. And you'll take the Schar connected everyone. This week's parashat is the failing of Klal Yisrael through Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Raya Neman, the Raya Mehemna, begs for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. Not only manages to reverse the Gzeira, but he's zoiche to bring to us the Luchos Shniyos. It's the first 40 days, initial Luchos Rishonis, middle 40 days of Bakoshas Rachmim, and then the last 40 days of being Zoichet to the Luchos Shniyos. By the Luchos Shniyos, Vayer Mashem Lamoshe Psalucho Shne Luchos Avonim Korishonim, Vachasavti Al Luchos Sadvorim, Asher Hoyo Al Luchos Arishonim Asher Shibarta. Chazal tell us there is a basic, major difference between Luchos Arishonim and Luchos Achreinim. First of all, it was on the level that it affected the Matan Torah of Luchos Shniyos was a different type of Torah than the Luchos Rishonis. And also, practically speaking, it expressed itself in that tzivur, Psol Lecho. What's Psol Lecho? Literal translation, what does Psol Lecho mean? What? You're saying, what? Write for yourself, or make engrave. That's right. Yeah, I love good translations. Yeah, psol means first of all psolucha. You know, chisel it out from the mountain. The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had a mitzvah of actually creating those stones. Meaning luchas rishonis. It was he got the luchas from Shemayim, from Hakadosh Baruch Hu as they were over here. Nay, psolucha. He had to go chisel it out. Physically chisel out those stones. Chazal tell us that he found in his tent a quarry of very expensive Snapirion stone, and he had to go chisel out those Snapirion stones. Shnei luchos avonim, he had to create it himself. More than that, once he made the psal, he took those stones to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chosavti, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote ala luchos sadvor mashayoyu, ala luchos shen masher shibarta. What changed in Luchos Shniyos? It had to be created, the chiseling out of those stones had to be made by Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a very deep, deep idea. The Beis Halevi, the Netziv, all my Zaydism, this is the Masorah of the Grol, Pchaim Aloshener. What is this teaching us? The Luchos Shniyos is different than the Luchos Rishonis. Chazal tell us that Luchos Shniyos, the Lashon of the Chazal is that by Luchos, by the destruction of the first Luchos, it was Nigzar that from then on, Torah will only be able to be acquired through Koshi, through Yegia, and through Amal. Torah, by the Luchos of Rishonis, they were in a matzav, Klal Yisrael were in a matzav. Torah was very, very easy to learn. Easy shmeezy. They found the Torah, and every Yid at Matan Torah understood Kolata Irakula, they were a tremendous madrig. Came the Chet HaEgel in this week's parasha. The crowns, the spiritual crowns that they were wearing were taken away from them. Boom. They were misabel mo'oid. They realized the tragedy that happened to them. Chazal tell us so much more that by the Luchos Rishonis, the first 40 days, they were so purified. There was no room. They had no Yetzer Hara. So the Nefesh HaChaim explains, how could they have even been Nichshal on the Chet HaEgel? Because there was no Yetzer Hara anymore. which the Nefesh HaChaim explains, there was nothing within them that pulled them towards Chet. They were purified like Malachim, like angels. There was nothing in them that lured them, that pulled them to do bad in any way. They were the most refined darga of human beings, like other Marishim before the Chet. It was, as the Pasuk says, which refers to that generation, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. The Pasuk we say in the Shir Shirim on Tuesday. It was only because of Chet HaEgel that Ochein Ka'odom Temusun, you will die like humans. Uka'achad Asorim Tipoilu. Chazal tell us that during the first 40 days before the Winichshin Chet HaEgel, there were it was Chorus al Aluchos, Chorus, Chorus. This literal translation of that seemingly means it was engraved. But there's a tof there, not a tes. Chorut, Charita, engraving is always with a tes. What does it teach us that it over here is with a tof? It's a lashon of Chorus, that freedom from the Yetzirah, and that freedom from the Malach HaMavos. Just like Adam Rishon before the Chet didn't have to die, he wasn't going to die, so today weren't going to ever die. They were going to live internally in their guf that was so purified. Came Chet HaEgel, all gone. Not only was it gone, that they found themselves suddenly in Nochamo with the Yetzirah, Nochamo with the Gashmi Zdika guf, with all of the pullings towards Nisyonis and challenges, they suddenly realized Limud HaTorah is shver. Lo yagato matzoso al tamin. Without yegiya, it's not happening. Ba'isa shah nigzer gzera. That Torah should be mitoich tchak, mitoich omo, yegiya. It has to be worked on. Zok tehilig beis alevi. It goes together. That's psolecha. The chaymer. The human being who becomes the carrier of Torah shebal peh, he has to work on himself. Toil. Torah now has to be that cloth, so to speak, of the Torah Shebal Peh. The parchment which Torah Shebal Peh is written on is who? What? The neshama of every ben Torah, the nefesh. Who becomes a Talmud Chacham? A ben Torah Shebal Peh, it's not something which could be put into notes, into writing. It becomes the dakas, the kahavon, becoming a lamdin. Becoming a lamdin is shver. It's years of hard work. Nochatisvis and nochadarher and nochahavona. That's the psolecho. That chiseling out the stones that the luchas will be written on had to be done through Moshe Rabbeinu. It teaches us from now on Torah, that parchment of Torah that a person is, has to be chiseled out by the person himself. And therefore it has to go through Amal. It has to go through Yegiya. It has to go through the person's own hard work. Zokt Beis Alevi, even though it's hard, and even though it's very hard, Aber the Madreg is so much greater. Why does a person become purified through Torah the way he does? A person before he learns Torah, he's a shtik behema. A person learns Torah, he becomes a malach. He takes his own chaymer and he makes himself into the vehicle of giving over Torah Shebal Peh. He makes himself the parchment of Torah Shebal Peh. Says the Beis Alevi, Luchos HaRishonis, Klal Yisrael, there was no Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. They understood the whole Torah Shebal Peh, Mitoich the Torah Shebiksav, and there was no Omol, there was no Yegiya, and there was no Torah Shebal Peh, the Pashtus is. They understood the Klalev of the Gdukel, Mitoich the Torah Shebiksav, and there was no need to transmit Torah Shebal Peh as Torah Shebal Peh. Pshat is, that Kinyan, the Klal Yisrael could become a Cheftz of Torah, that they themselves could become similar to the Kedushas HaKlav of a Sefer Torah, is a much higher darga than they had before the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, they were just purified from not having a Gashmi Zdika Guf. They didn't become a Cheftz of Torah. Through the Luchos Shnius, The Lucha Shnius, once they could become the Psalacha, they could become like the Klaf of a Sefer Torah that is Gdush of the Sefer Torah Atzma. It's a much higher darga. It's not just not having the Tumah of a Guf of a Yetzirah, but it's a higher darga of Kedusha that they become the transmitters of Torah Shebal Peh, just like the Klaf of the Sefer Torah's Kedusha Atzma. Beis Halevi to the Hagdom, this is in the Beis Halevi in Alatari and Parshas Kisiso. It's so gishmak and so sweet, I can't even transmit it over to you right now in the short time that we have, and it's going to be lacking. Take it over from Mitoy Chaksav. There's another shtickle you'll find in the end of Tshuva's Beis Halevi. He has a whole maimer on explaining this idea. And you'll also find on this idea in the Hagdoma to the Tshuva's, Shailos for Tshuva's Beis Halevi. He writes as follows. There's a halacha. Tashmishe kedusha einam nizrokim, or tashmishe mitzvah are nizrokim. What's that halacha? Me'ikar adin. Tzitzis, which are not being used anymore, which are cut off of the konof. Does it have kedusha to it? Me'ikar adin. What? What? Tashmishe mitzvah nizrokim. Me'ikar adin, it does not need to be put into shemes. It might be right to do it as more mechubedik, you know, but it's me'ikar adin, it's mutter. You write a divrei Torah on a piece of paper. The half part of the piece of paper that you didn't write the divrei Torah on, does that have kedusha and shemes? Yes. Lucha. Okay, so because you're not mikadosh this, but take the piece of paper that you wrote the Torah on, and let's say got erased somehow. Does it have kedusha itself? Why should I give you examples of? Take the klaf of a sefer Torah. Kedusha atzma, much more than that. Tashmishe kedusha, the mantle of the Sefer Torah, even once it's finished, it has more kedusha to it than the strings of a tzitzis. Why? Because it's tashmishe kedusha. It's meshamish the kedusha. Torah is kedusha. It's much more than a dvar mitzvah. Now, the klaf itself is that tashmishe kedusha is the kedusha atzma. Halach is, it has the din of Kedusha Atzma. It becomes like the Cheftz of Torah itself. Because if it would be Tashmisha Kedusha, then the mantle, it's the coat of the Sefer Torah, would have a din of Tashmisha de Tashmisha. Tashmisha Tashmisha does not have Kedusha to it. While Tashmisha Kedusha does have Kedusha. The mantle which covers the klav has a din of Tashmisha Kedusha. Zok de Beis Halevi. Yes, Luchas Rishonis would have been a matter that we wouldn't have Yetzirah and therefore we wouldn't have died. But the Koyach to be Omer and Tchias HaMeisim is because the goof of the Ish Yisrael that he uses to toil in Torah becomes the Kedusha Atzma, like the Klaf of a Sefer Torah. And it's Einam Nizrokim, it needs Gneza. And it retains Kedusha forever. The goof of Ish Yisrael that's used to learn Torah, he is going to be Eimen Tchis HaMeisim because it's like the Kedusha Atzma. If he'll only be doing mitzvahs, that's the Gemara says a person has no zchus to be Eimen Tchis HaMeisim. It's only through the Limud HaTorah. Because he becomes the Cheftz of Kedusha. And it's not even Tashmisha Kedusha, it's Kedusha Atzma. And those who support the Lomid Torah, support his goof, they have a din of Tashmish Kedusha. And therefore they could be Zoyche to Tchias HaMeisim through that. Because they have a din of Tashmish Kedusha, even though they're not Zoyche to Kedusha Atzma. This is on this Chadish and Luchas Shnias. Where this special Madrig of Kedusha Atzma, that becomes, because it becomes through toil, we could use our goof through the Yegi and the Omo to be Omer al Divrei Torah. Noch Achilek. The Torah becomes one with us. And that's why it transforms us, it makes us into different beings. This secret, that Torah changes the person, uplifts the person, is based on this yisod. It's because a person becomes the klaf, the kedusha atzma of the divrei Torah that he learns. A good Shabbos.